The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
He will not get a deal done. There'll be no deal for Clowney by the deadline. And then the question becomes, when does he report to the Texans to play this season? Because you are in a situation there where he still has not signed the franchise tender. And if you haven't signed the franchise tender, then you are not under obligation to be at training camp. So Jadeveon Clowney won't be at training camp.
I thought we already knew about that about a month ago, too, Adam. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Who's that in there? He's back. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There is also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. Can also text the show. You know the number for that. Can also go to the Twitch channel and get on the chat and do that. And it's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. Let's have some fun this week. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports. What's going on with you, man?
The same.
Yeah.
So
it's Jadeveon Clowney Day.
It is. Woo.
Here's the real question. What will 6'10 do tomorrow?
Same thing. Like more and more Clowney.
Will Clowney report to... I don't know if they're going to do that. They might have to come up with something new.
No, I don't think so. I think that's what they'll do.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
So what's worse, that or SEC Media Days reporting?
Big 12 Media Days reporting, too.
But they actually, 790 sends people to SEC Media Days to do shows.
790 does?
Yep.
Why?
Because the assistant program director went to LSU and he gets sales to pay for it, and they go out to SEC Media Days every year so he can interview Ed Orgeron and Nick Saban and call it good.
Well, only one station in this town carries SEC football every single week, and that's ESPN 97.5. Everyone knows that, Fred.
I knew that. Yeah, I love how... Like, this is the second time in a week now that Schefter's basically reported something that we all knew a month ago on the Texans. He wasn't going to sign. They weren't going to assign him to an extension. And, yeah, when he reports is when he reports. It's kind of where you are with it.
Yeah.
That's how the franchise tag works. So, you know, collective yawn, basically. And Drug Bevo says, no, it's not what are the odds Wednesday, but what are the odds they lose Clowney and Whitley because of failure to re-sign them this offseason? I don't know. They got him this year. And obviously there's interest in Merciless, apparently, from the Giants. Are you going to trade both those guys? Are you going to let both of them walk?
I don't know. Watch you ask the GM.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would if I knew who it was. But, you know, none of that matters.
You know who it is. It's Bill O'Brien.
None of that matters till next season. And they can still franchise him again if they want. And these guys can sit here and debate it all summer long again. So... kind of meaningless news, but yep. There have been 2,767 tweets about Clowney looking at Houston trends. Kind of tempted to see who they're all coming from, but I bet I can guess.
Yeah, that's probably. Safe.
What does this mean, AJ?
What does it mean? I don't know. What's changed?
Exactly. The future of the franchise. What's going to happen?
And honestly, Drunk Bevo, with regards to Whitney Merciless, at this point, I mean, are you upset if Whitney Merciless isn't around?
Not if he plays like he did last year.
Yeah.
He wasn't a plus last year. And I don't know if it was just performance or him out of position or whatever it was, but, you know, if they moved him, wouldn't shock me. If he's kind of playing the same position as one of the other guys and you can get something for him.
Yeah.
Why the hell not? But... Yeah, I think it's It's speculation time, man.
Yeah.
We just got to keep speculating. That's it.
Okay. I speculate that Jadeveon Clowney won't be at camp.
Yeah. Yeah. And he doesn't have to. Guy doesn't have to sign his thing until the week of the first game.
Yep.
So why go out there and I've always said this. As long as dude's working out, I don't really care if he shows up in camp. I mean, most of these veterans know what to do.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm him, I'd probably get there a little bit early just because I would like to get paid. And if you show up and you're fat and out of shape and don't play well, probably not getting paid. But other than that, I don't get it, man. How was your weekend?
It was all right. It was fine. Went on I went on Saturday and had this is now back-to-back weeks I've had super amazing burgers at barbecue joints. First one was at Reveille, which is like in Magnolia, kind of far.
Yeah.
But their burger was out of this world. And then this week I went to Tejas on Saturday in Tomball and had their smokehouse burger. They only have it on Saturdays and Wednesdays.
Yeah. Worth it.
Oh, man. And it's a $14 burger, which when you think about that, it's like, man, that's a pricey burger. But it's smoked brisket. It's like ground brisket.
That's not that expensive for a good burger.
It's not. But it's got house cut bacon. Like they make their own bacon, cheddar cheese, caramelized onions, and then like this green aioli sauce. And they've got house made mustard. I mean, it's so stupid good. And
it sounds good. I mean, other than the mustard.
I mean, that was literally the highlight of my Saturday. And then what else happened? Oh, my kid played baseball all weekend, my little kid. But he's done now. So he's done. His summer league's over. They had the playoffs. He had a real big day on Friday. Did you see my tweet?
I saw your tweet, yes.
Yeah. But had a really good day on Friday and was killing the ball. And then his last AB, he pointed out to the outfield like Babe Ruth. I don't know where he learned this. I'm guessing from his older brother. But he struck out and they lost and got dumped into the silver championship bracket. And
it's like your fantasy consolation bracket. You don't even care.
Well, they care. I mean, they're little kids. But so all day Sunday, they played the silver championship bracket and they won that.
No, that's good.
So they all got, I mean, they still got champions t-shirts and stuff like that. It's kind of phony champions, but. Well, they're seven. What are you going to do?
Nah. At least they won something.
I did.
Even if it is a consolation bracket.
We have, I think we have 13 kids on our, or maybe 12 kids on our team. No, we have 11. And they only had 10 t-shirts, champions t-shirts. And I made Holden give his champions t-shirt to another kid. And he got one that just said tournament on it. Because I did kind of say it was a phony championship. So once I realized there was a kid who didn't get one and his mom was upset about it, which that's a whole different conversation. I gave him Holden's and Holden got his shirt that just said tournament on it. This was the mom that wanted them to all get trophies, which got vetoed. Mm. I mean, they're...
Oh, so she's one of those.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I also... had a situation where, it was hot as balls yesterday. And for the last game, we went and we set up in the shade and we were the highest seeded team. So typically the way it works in competitive baseball is the higher seeded team chooses what dugout they want. Because they're the home team. And so we all posted up on this one side. And then some of their parents and coaches got upset. And my wife pointed out that, well, we're the higher seed. We're the home team. It's just kind of the way it works. And this coach turned around and said, oh, it's going to be that kind of a game, huh? And to which I replied, I mean, it's not that kind of a game. That's just kind of the way it is. That's not, it's not like a today only thing. That's just the way it is.
You're really being a little bitch over that?
He was being a little bitch over it. And apparently, I didn't hear this, thanks be to God, but he called my wife a feisty bitch.
Ooh. Ooh.
And not then...
wise, guys.
Yeah. So, and I don't coach my younger son's team. Like, when I'm there, I'm strictly there to support him. I'm a fan in the stands and, you know, cheer him on. And the whole time, I'm like, I'm gonna have to hit this guy after the game, because like he's walking up and down the, you know, the third baseline, and I'm like ready to confront him about this situation. And I also am thinking, I don't want to make a scene here. There's videos on the internet now.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be the guy who gets in a fight at a six-year-old baseball game.
Yeah, especially you.
So
people would run with that.
Yeah. So by the time the game was over, my wife is like, don't even say anything to him. But that's a tough pill to swallow.
That turd is what's wrong with you.
He was an a-hole about the dugout to begin with. And then he called my wife a feisty bitch, where my 11-year-old could hear it, because he's the one who reported this news to
right.
me. It's like, oh, man, what to do, what to do. And my wife convinced me that it was not in the best interest of anyone to have a confrontation, because we were like all on the field at the end taking pictures, because they were, you know, they were the champions, and so they had like home plate pictures and stuff. And I was like, it was a tough situation for me. I don't handle that well.
Well, I mean, you're not supposed to handle that well. I think that's as well as you could handle it, is not get involved. And you won the game, right?
We won.
You know what I would have done? Remember the dance that Timmy the R word did before he fought you?
Yes.
I would have gone over and done that right in the guy's face. That's a pretty obscure reference, but if you guys were at the fight, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Oh, well, I didn't have anything that interesting this weekend. So. And we did that St. Arnold's pub crawl on Saturday, and thankfully the weather was really cooperative because it was overcast. And that was it, man. Yesterday, spent all day watching movies and watching the World Series of Poker last night. That was it. Totally chilled this weekend.
Did they finish the World Series last night?
No, they got down to five. They were supposed to get down to six, but because there were so many short stacks, they wound up going down to five.
Oh, man.
And so tonight's supposed to be down to three, but I think you're going to run into the same thing because you got two guys with massive stacks. And
Is it the same two guys that started with the massive stacks?
Yeah, they basically have been wrecking shop. And then the guy who's in third is the one guy that I hope just goes out soon, because he was sitting there last night asking for counts every single time.
I saw two eliminations. I saw the guy go out in ninth, and then the guy go out in eighth.
Yeah.
And then my wife was like, can we watch something that's not this?
Oh, man. But yeah, I fortunately mine went to bed, so I watched the whole thing. And yeah, I mean, he's got like king four. There's no way he's calling. He's like, can I get a count?
Do you think it's his plan to just like get the blinds up, or I don't know.
I wouldn't, with the stack he had at the time.
That's what I didn't really understand.
Yeah. And then there's a dude who folded pocket queens pre-flop three-handed.
What?
Yeah, that was, I mean, a really...
Who was
really,
that?
I think it was the Canadian guy, Livingston.
Okay.
It was either him or I think that's who it was.
I kind of feel like you're not really playing to win if you're doing that.
Yeah, and... But I'm actually...
That German guy, is he still the chip leader?
Yeah, and I like him. He's
Insan or...
Yeah, he's 55 years old.
He's the oldest guy there.
He's the oldest guy there, and he's really got a great sense of humor, and he's just seems like a real cool dude. And then the guy who's second is this Vegas guy that everybody loves that used to work for Poker News, so they all know him.
Okay.
And so everybody loves him, too. So I wouldn't be, you know, adverse to either one of those guys winning.
I like the guy in the suit.
I
think he's in pretty bad shape.
He is. I think he's down to $21 million now, so he's going to have to move fast. But he's a hell of a player, and he got involved in a controversy right before it got down to the final table.
Oh.
Where the dealer miscounted
somebody's
all in. Yeah, he was on the wrong end of that. All right, we'll take a quick break. A lot to get to. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Can I just say, the more I think about this, and somebody will know who this dude is, so you can pass it on to him. Anybody who bitches about a dugout and then calls someone else's wife a bitch is a pathetic excuse for a human being and has no business coaching children or even breathing air on this bleeping planet. You're a turd, sir.
So my initial thought the whole time was, okay, I'm going to tell this guy, first of all, learn the etiquette of tournament baseball if you're going to continue coaching baseball. And secondly, if you call my wife a feisty bitch, like, there's a problem. But then I realized as soon as I say this, it's going to escalate into a fight.
And somebody's going to have their phone going the whole time.
And Jermaine said, you're a good man. I would have said, done something as soon as I heard what he did. Had I heard it live, I don't think I would. I mean, there wouldn't have been time to reason with me.
Right.
It just would have been instantaneous. I didn't hear about it until they were on the field playing.
Oh, yeah.
And by then, it's like, in order for me to confront this guy, I have to walk onto the field where a bunch of six-year-olds are playing.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, who's the bad guy in that situation from the outsider's view?
Oh, well, it's you.
It's me.
Yeah. If you really were a feisty bitch, you would have taken a bat down there and beat him to death.
It's true.
So I guess she's incorrect.
She's not that feisty. I mean, she's just not.
Yeah, that dude's a turd. I can almost picture what this clown looks like.
Well,
I hope you get arrested for child pornography, sir.
I hope you enjoy your runner up life.
Aaron, where were you last week?
I went to the river with some friends.
You have friends?
Three.
How did I not know this?
The three were my friends. Two were my friends because one was my wife, and then the other 13 were all her friends.
Ah, so you're saying she's more popular than you?
Yeah. It was a whole bunch of NASA people and then me.
We're going to have to do some work on this guy, AJ. We've got to raise his game.
Yeah.
Space Ghost on the Twitch says, nice shirt, Falcon. Yeah, I was wearing that because I thought Eric might be here today. It's my Rodeo Clown Run shirt.
No, he'll be here tomorrow.
I'm telling you, it's so freaking hot out there that this is pretty much all I'm wearing when I'm not having to show up for meetings is these light-ass running shirts. And you still start sweating the second you walk outside. It's just ridiculous. That's why I was so glad we got this weekend. Well, at least Saturday. Saturday was so nice to actually be able to walk around downtown and not die. Let's get Scott on. He wants to weigh in on the Little League thing.
Hello?
Hey, sports.
Hey, how are you? Yeah, I'm an umpire, and I've had the same kind of problems you had with usually it's not the coach, it's usually somebody in the stands. You handled that perfectly because you were in a no-win situation there. But I wish there was a way we could get those kind of guys out of at least coaching. You ought to talk to the tournament director or the league your son is in and get rid of that guy because they can do that. You can in your position, but the person on the there's somebody above him and they can get rid of him. They need to get rid of him.
Well, maybe I will look into that. But then again, I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to be my word against his word. And I will say, and
that's not the kind of person that should be coaching kids, though.
No, it's really not. But yeah, it was a weird situation, and I'm with you. I don't think he should be coaching, but I've kind of gotten to where I don't care. Like, especially now. I mean, it's already passed and the season's over and whatever.
Yeah, and I know it's tough to deal with, but in your position, you just got to do the not going to fight you, Ringo. There's no money in it.
Well, this is the other thing. The guy that, like, that guy who just called, he's like, you know, a grown man who says he's been an umpire. The umpires on the field at that time, like the umpires that umpire 6-year-old coach pitch baseball, are literally children, like 15-year-old kids. So they're kids who play baseball who are trying to make, you know, $15 a game or whatever they make for umpiring baseball. So that's another thing. Like like that guy just said, there was really no way. There was no win for me.
No. You handled it the right way. I'm very proud of you. You've come a long way, Hoffman.
Well, I've been tested recently, multiple times. I know. I don't know what's going on.
I know, and you're handling it like a champ.
I guess.
Hoffman of 5 years ago would have beaten that guy to a pulp and then shared the video when it went viral. Robert says he's the kind of guy who wants you to hit him so he can sue you.
Don't get me started on that guy.
So, yeah, here's your chip counts going into tonight. Ensign has 207 million. Gary Gates has 171 million. Kevin Maz, who's the guy I hope loses, 66 million. Alex Livingston, 45. And our buddy Dario, 23. So he's up against it there.
I was bummed because I don't know if you remember when we had this discussion. We talked about where there was odds on where the winner would be. Like, where did he come from? Like, what's right. Where was he born? What continent was he born on? And apparently, what was it, like 16-1 for Asia?
Yeah.
So this is me. This is probably me being a little bit racist, but I sat down last night and when that was on, I saw Timothy Sue and Zin Kai.
Yep.
And that's Timothy S-U and Z-H-E-N-C-A-I. And I was like, oh, for sure I should have made that bet because, that's two Asian guys. And one's from Boston, and he's a student. And I don't know where Zin Kai was actually from, but I saw him with an American flag.
They're both U.S. guys.
I was cheering for him.
They're both out now anyway.
I was cheering for him until I saw his American flag, and I was like, what?
What, are you going to make him go back to where they came from now and fix it?
Yeah, go back where you came from and then come back and win the tournament from that place so I could have won.
Oh, man.
I didn't even make the stupid bet. I was just going to feel really smart if I called it. But alas, it was not to be.
The one guy on the short stack that I think is intriguing is Alex Livingston, who's in fourth. And I think if he can chip up a little bit, he's been playing short stack almost the whole time. But when he has chips, he's got a really nice aggressive game that I think would do him well here. He just has to have enough chips.
The guy I wanted Kevin Maz guy to go out. I didn't see him go out, but I'm glad to see that the British guy is out. I didn't like him either.
Yeah, he was. He's the one that bluffed away most of his chips.
Yeah,
and that's why Ensign's in first place now.
He basically bankrolled him.
Yeah, and you know it was. I don't know what the hell he was thinking with that move because they both had big stacks, and at that point, man, there is no reason to get that deep with the other big stack when you're that close to the final table.
Yeah,
on a bluff. I mean, ballsy. But, all right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. I can't read those initials.
JP.
Let's do JP. Sub JP.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Doing sports. What's up?
So I have a great story about dads fighting at a baseball game. I was probably 6 or 7 years old, and it was coach pitch. Which AJ, do coaches still like throw the ball to the kids, or is it like a machine?
No, it's coach pitch. So this was his last game of coach pitch. We're moving on to machine pitch now, so it's that order.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, there's a lot of pressure on the dad pitching to, like, really groove the ball for the kids. And this one game I was playing, the dad throwing just couldn't get strikes across the plate. So another guy made kind of a snide remark after the game, oh, hey, you're really grooving them across the plate for the kids. And the other guy said, well, at least I don't have to go home to an ugly wife.
Oh, no.
And this other kid's dad beat the crap out of this guy. In front of all the women, all the kids, and as like a 6 or 7 year old, I thought it was the greatest thing I'd ever seen. And then my mom and dad explained afterwards, like, oh, you know, it's not how you're supposed to act. And the guy ended up going to every single kid's house and apologizing to us. It was banned for at least a year or two from even like coming to games. But I mean, it was a full-on beatdown, like, in public. So, you, like the previous caller said, you showed some restraint for sure.
Yeah. I'm not sure how. I feel like I handled it the right way, but...
Yeah, you did. It doesn't feel right because somebody needs to smack that guy in the nose.
But. And I don't know. Like, the guy who called earlier and was like, I need to tell the league. Then I'm like, I'm snitching. I feel like if I was gonna take care of it, it should have been at the time.
Yeah.
But the time just wasn't right.
Well, it you handled it the right way. There's no way that ends well. Some people are just a-holes and, you know, and have no consideration for others. That I guarantee you, that's the kind of guy who drives downtown, parks in the middle of the street, and puts his hazards on.
Yeah.
Like it makes it okay. That's just a horrible human being who shouldn't be around kids. So, you handled it right. I mean, what good's it going to do you to say anything? Because if it turns into a big, because you know he's not going to back down if he's dumb enough to say that.
That's what I'm saying.
So, doesn't benefit you to get into a physical confrontation with a guy with a 4 IQ. You just got to remember, it's like, do you get mad at a guy with no arm for not being able to pitch? No. You can't get mad at a dumb for being a dumb.
I mean, you can, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, you can, but he can't help it. You know, he's mentally challenged. It happens. 713-780-ESPN. That's one thing I'm so glad that... parents suck when it comes to sports, because even in swimming when my daughter was doing it, there were parents that were jerks.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Yeah. And it's just like people get charged up.
It's like, yeah, you're rooting for your kid. Great. So am I.
And honestly, I think that's the best thing about my older son. I mean, he plays at it's a different level. It's travel baseball. It's it's highly competitive, which means that parents have a bunch of money sunk into it. The best thing about having a coach who doesn't, like, we pay a coach. So there's not a coach who's one of the dads who's decided to be a coach. There's assistant coaches that are dads.
Yeah.
But the head coach is not related to any of the kids. So that emotion is taken out of it. That dad emotion is not on the table. So I think it keeps a lot of things from going sideways that would otherwise be situations where my kid hits your kid. I think your kid did it on purpose. And this same tool yesterday, the smallest kid on my son's team when he was, they had a kid running to first. The smallest kid on the team tagged him and knocked him down. And they called the 15-year-old umps over to discuss whether or not he intentionally knocked him down. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Shame.
Yeah, that's the, you know what, that's the problem. It's always the parents.
Yep.
And then they teach their kids to act like that. And so the next generation of parents who weren't good enough to play sports themselves are going to be the same way.
Yeah.
This is bumming me out.
Sorry.
I really don't like dickweeds. And that's what this guy is. He's a dickweed. I just can't believe somebody would.
But like I said, had I done something about it.
I know.
I'm the dickweed.
No, you're the better man in this situation. Believe me, would I love for you to get into a fight and it goes viral and we get a bunch more listeners out of it?
Yeah,
it
would have been super fun.
Yeah, yeah. And plus, you know, seeing you.
I mean, I probably would have had to go to jail.
Yeah, probably. Well, you probably could have goaded him into taking the first swing and then it's self-defense.
That's true.
And somebody would be recording it.
Yeah.
But, you know, that marketing aside, nah, you did the right thing. There's just no point. I really just don't get people anymore. I really don't. And it's a small, you know what? I bet you some of the parents over there are pretty cool people.
Yeah.
It's just one a-hole. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. I think this sums it up. Dude is a major a-hole. Some people have zero respect or sense of self-awareness. That's it.
I honestly think there's more and more of those people now than ever, because guys haven't got their ass whooped. Like, there was a time when pretty much every dude who had smarted off at some point got his ass whooped. And our society today doesn't let people just take an ass whooping sometimes. And now dudes, and the internet's a big part of it, because dudes can say whatever they want on right. the internet, and they're insulated from repercussions. But I think that's a big part of it, as we get further and further away from, you know, I guess like maybe your generation, because as we get further and further away from your generation, I think people are more, the people who grew up on the internet, I think we're going to get a lot more of it. Like I grew up on the internet technically, but like I didn't have a computer in my house until I was like 13, 14.
Yeah.
At least with the internet on it. So, but I think now kids have the internet from day one. They're on PlayStation talking smack to people that they don't know. It's just that's how kids are raised now. And I think there's not a healthy respect for the real possibility of getting your ass kicked for saying something wrong like there used to be.
Yeah,
I told the story before. I got beat up in junior high because I made fun of Selena dying.
Oh, I got my ass kicked more than once because I've always been a smart ass. And sometimes you might say something that you shouldn't have, and then you get your ass kicked. Took me a long time to learn that. But, I think there's something to that. But, man, when it comes to kids, people have always been unreasonable. Even when I was in Little League, there was always one or two parents that just scared the hell out of you.
Yeah.
Because they were really unreasonable about their kids. So, you know, I think the ability to sit and live at home with mom and then just say whatever you want to people with no repercussions is, you know, it probably contributes. And that's probably the age group you're dealing with a kid that age. So, all right, 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in. But right now you probably want to think about some energy.
Yeah, guys, if you want to have a chance at winning free electricity for a year, you can get it from Triangle Energy. They're bringing the energy on Houston Dynamo game days, giving you the power to win free electricity for an entire year. Sign up for any power to win electricity plan. You'll get two Dynamo game tickets, two t-shirts, and you'll be automatically enrolled to win free electricity for a year. Every time the Dynamo wins a home game, Triangle Energy is going to draw a lucky fan or customer to win a free year of electricity. You can enter to win by texting the word POWER to 77177. Visit TriEagleEnergy.com to learn more. That's POWER to 77177 or TriEagleEnergy.com. PUCT license number 10064.
You should see me in a crowd. I'm gonna run, there's nothing to tell. Watch me make them bow. One bite, one bite.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And we're back on the Blitz. Boston the Gloss tonight at 7.
Yes.
Hall of Fame with Booker T, who'll be in Vegas later this week.
No Hall of Fame tonight.
Oh, really? Okay.
No, because they're doing their show Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Ah.
Instead of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this
okay.
week.
Okay. So they'll be doing that from Vegas. And we're switching on Wednesday, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll be doing 1 to 4 so that AJ can make his flight, and then Joel and Barry will be doing 4 to 7. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, which my flight's not till 9, but that's okay. I just assume we're all on the same flight again.
I think we are not all on the same flight, unfortunately.
Oh, well. So you'll get there early. You can probably get in a tournament.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, there's that 10 o'clock at MGM.
Oh, yeah.
So there you have it. I'm gonna squeeze in a couple calls real quick. People want to talk sports.
All right.
Who you want there?
Let's do Sydney. Hello, Sydney.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing sports.
Good, man. Hey, I want to just change the gears a little bit, man. I want to talk about what they were talking about earlier. I caught a little bit of it because I was loading my truck. But this Clowney guy, man, that plays defensive end for the Texans.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, okay, I'm glad. He's a pretty good guy out of South Carolina, but I don't think Houston should pay him. I think they should try to trade him, man, because he had good stats, but when you depended on him, anybody that played with J.J. Watt, man, and not giving 1,000%, they need their ass whooped, man, because what that dude bring to the table. And what he brings off the field too, Clowney is not for Houston, man. You know what I'm saying? He I wish him, bless him, to be a star with somebody else. But I don't think they should pay him, man.
Yeah, I don't know that I want to say anything about the effort he gives when he plays with J.J. Watt because.
It's not like they've played a ton together.
In the last 3 years, Clowney's played in 45 games, and J.J. Watt's played in 24. So if there's one guy in that group that maybe they shouldn't have paid, I don't know. I mean, I understand. Actually, no, I don't. I think I'm at the point where I kind of understood the people who were bagging on Clowney, and I'm guessing Clowney's not like the biggest practice guy, but it seems like come game time, Clowney's always on, and he doesn't put up the sack numbers, which is what people want. But when the eye test is there, I mean, he's the man. That guy can play. They've got cap room. I don't know why they're disenchanted. I don't know what Bill O'Brien doesn't like about him. And because you can't use the, well, he's never on the field thing anymore. That was early in his career. That's over. He's on the field now.
I would have been for trading him just because his value would have never been higher if you'd have done it. And, now with all this mess, I don't know that, well, we'll see if he comes and he does have a half-ass kind of season, then he has no trade value.
Right.
He's not going to get paid by – somebody will still pay him just because teams can be stupid. But I don't know. Thank you for the call. Let's try Ryan.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, yeah, I was just wanting to bring up this weekend, the UFC card, Juan Adams is going to fight Greg Hardy. I remember when y'all were talking to Juan a couple months back, he was saying, man, they won't ever give me that bum. So I'm hoping he destroys him.
Yeah, he got the fight he wanted, so that'll be fun, man. I'm excited for Juan. I know he's wanted that for a long time. He wanted it for his first fight in the UFC, so I'm glad that he got it, and I hope it goes the way I think it will go.
What's his number?
I think they're about even money.
Oh, really? Figure with him coming off a loss and Hardy being kind of a name,
yeah,
you might get a decent price that you don't deserve on him.
I think people realize, I mean, Juan is a grappler by trade, and he got out-wrestled in his last fight, and I think people are still remembering that Greg Hardy's going to be the kind of guy that Juan will be able to take down when he wants to take him down. Just got to avoid getting hit.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm going to find a place to watch that. If I'm not at the, well, I'll be at the other fight, but
yeah,
I'll watch the replay for sure. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Yeah. I'm trying to find it on here and see what the current line is. Both minus 115.
Okay.
So dead even, basically. Interesting. I may wait and see how that goes closer to fight time. Because I imagine if it goes any direction, it'll go towards Hardy.
I would probably think that's the case.
So, see if I can get a better price.
You'll be able to line shop out in Vegas.
I know. Always a good thing. So, 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in. And, man, we got a lot of stuff we haven't even gotten to, including the details of your Chris Paul James Harden argument.
Uh-huh. I don't know
if you saw that.
What? They argued?
Apparently so.
I thought everything was cool with them. I thought that was fake news.
No, apparently. So, that's according to Brian Windhorst, who I don't know how he knows anything about anything that's not the Lakers, but said Chris barked at James over a schematic thing. Which, okay. James turned to him, and he said, this was described to me by a player who was on the court, and he said, with you, it's always bleeping something. So that was their big beef. stuff like that happens all the time, guys. It really does.
From what I understood, it was about spacing on the floor, yeah. And James didn't want to hear any of it. And
you're losing, and you don't, to a team that doesn't have Kevin Durant. You know, that... You guys are going to bark at each other. That's going to happen. So,
well, I will say this. We've gotten to the point where James is, he couldn't play with Dwight Howard, had chemistry issues with Dwight Howard, had chemistry issues now with Chris Paul,
Kevin McHale,
chemistry issues. So I guess they said, well, let's take the other guy in the league that apparently nobody really likes playing with. I mean, Paul George basically jumped ship. And let's Paul George jumped ship after having like an MVP caliber season. Maybe the best season of Paul George's career. He's like, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, I'd much rather play with Kawhi than this guy.
So let's get that guy. Let's get the two guys that seem to always have problems with who they play with. And put them together. Now neither one of them can be the bad guy.
Or they're both the bad guys and it all implodes. And that's going to be
just a super villain team. They're like the Suicide Squad.
Yeah. I like it. Deadshot and the Australian guy.
Yeah. No, the alligator guy. Killer Croc. Killer Croc.
I think...
And that guy that, you know who Russ is. Russ is that guy that lights himself on fire and burns down everything.
Including himself?
Yeah, that's Russ.
For his family.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to lose another family. Hey, you burned the other one up, too. That's a good analogy. I think that works. We'll see. I'm interested to see how it plays out. But... Blaine says it's kind of like when you face a good pass rusher, you just run the ball right at him in football, correct? Yeah, except, you know what? Clowney isn't really a pass rusher. He gets a few sacks. He gets some pressure. But he's a really good run defender.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing that I think people are losing a little bit. But, you know, this is the same conversation we were having 2 months ago. Am I the only one that thinks the Rockets are a dumpster fire for years now? Results aside, I feel like we're supposed to cheer and root every decision. Oh, I think they could easily become a dumpster fire for a while. Although I still think if it totally blows up, you'll move Westbrook.
Yeah.
Somebody will want him. And you'll get Harden another running buddy, and that won't work either. So maybe it will. Sometimes it takes, like sometimes in marriage, it takes the husband nobody likes and the wife nobody likes, and they get together and it creates magic. And that's what you're hoping for.
Yeah. Just a little magic.
Oh, man. Well, we'll see how it plays out. All right. Wait, hour number one already in the books. You know, I went Friday night, Big City Wings.
I went to Big City Wings yesterday.
Yeah. I went out there Friday night, took the wife for dinner, and ordered off the special menu. I got the mac and cheese and crawfish, which I like, and I got those sour cream and onion wings, which those are fantastic. So basically, just enjoyed all the stuff on the limited time only menu. But they've got all kinds of other great stuff. I mean, they've got we're watching the Astros game there because they got all the TVs. And the other thing that's great is their wings are fantastic. We already know that, right? But man, burgers, everything else on the menu. There's so much I want to order when I go there. Specials every night. How about tonight? 70-cent chicken tenders all day and 34-ounce big brew night. And Tuesday, I know one of your favorite days, 2 for Tuesday wings. Double your wings for the price of one and tea time with $3 Long Island iced teas. Go and check it out. Find the one nearest you. I go to the one over in the Marquis Center. But they've got 8 great locations all around the city, including the new one on Rayford Road. They've got one in Kingwood. They're just all over the place. Just go and check them out at BigCityWings.com. You can also get them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Big City Wings. Find the location nearest you today, BigCityWings.com. You need a taste of your own medicine. Cause I'm sick to death of swallowing. I heard it. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.